determining when order point is reached. Three basic methods can be used to determine when the order point is reached. Perpetual inventory, a visual review system such as two-bin inventory and Kanban. There are variations of each of these models. Perpetual inventory systems. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a perpetual inventory record as a computer record or manual document on which each inventory transaction is posted so that a current record of the inventory is maintained. A perpetual inventory system, which could be part of an inventory management or enterprise resources planning system. It could also be a manual system, keeps track of inventory levels at each stockkeeping location. When a transaction occurs that adds or deducts inventory, the inventory levels are immediately updated. The system may also track inventory allocated to specific orders, but not yet issued, quantities on order but not yet received, and quantities received. The balance on hand will then be the total inventory, while the available balance will be the balance on hand less any allocated inventory. Issuance means that an allocated order has been removed from inventory. So this will cancel the related allocation and the on-hand inventory will be reduced. Orders, allocations, issuances, and receipts will track dates, order numbers, and quantities. In addition to this dynamic information, these systems store static information such as part number, name, description, storage location, order point, order quantity, lead time, safety stock, and supplier, S. Exhibit 6-23 shows a perpetual inventory record for hydraulic door closers, listing this static information at the top and the dynamic transactional information below that. Exhibit 6-23, perpetual inventory record triggering reorder point. Average demand for this item is 80 units per week. In week 1, 70 units are allocated to orders, which does not affect the on-hand balance, but does reduce the available balance. The available balance is still above the order point of 210 units, so nothing happens. In week 2, an order for 80 units is allocated. The available balance at the end of the week is now below the order point of 210, so the system prompts the purchaser to place an order. The order for 400 is placed at the beginning of week 3. In week 3, the week 1 allocation of 70 units is now issued, and there is an allocation of 90 units. Which brings the available balance to 110 units. Due to the 1 week lead time, the 400 units ordered in week 3 arrive in week 4. During this week, the week 2 allocation, 80, is also issued, and there is a further allocation of 85, which brings the available balance to 425. In week 5, the allocation from week 3, 90 units, is issued and 75 are allocated. This leaves the available balance at 350. This system works well unless the inventory level has become inaccurate due to errors or shrinkage. The more manual steps there are in the process, the more errors there will be. Often these systems will incorporate devices such as barcode scanners linked to the system that automatically adjust inventory records to reduce chances for error. Visual review systems. A visual review system is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a simple inventory control system in which the inventory reordering is based on actually looking at the amount of inventory on hand. This is usually used for low-value items, such as nuts and bolts. C. Two-bin inventory system. A visual review system is used for items with both independent and dependent demand, but typically is reserved for lower-valued, C category, items. Visual review systems use the min-max approach because when the minimum level is reached, inventory is replenished to the maximum level. The minimum could be determined by the order point formula. The maximum might be determined by shelf space or economic order considerations. Visual signals can be empty bins or shelves, data on a whiteboard, a light on a shelf location, or cards inserted in inventory to designate reorder points. Once the inventory with the tag is picked, the order point is reached. Visual review systems may rely on physical markers such as a reorder line taped on a shelf, that once exposed due to no inventory being on top of it, triggers reordering. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines one subtype, the two-bin inventory system, as a type of fixed order system in which inventory is carried in two bins. A replenishment quantity is ordered when the first bin, working, is empty. During the replenishment lead time, material is used from the second bin. When the material is received, the second bin, which contains a quantity to cover demand during lead time plus some safety stock, is refilled, and the excess is put into the working bin. At this time, stock is drawn from the first bin until it is again exhausted. This term also is used to loosely describe any fixed order system, even when physical bins do not exist. SIN, bin reserve system. C, visual review system. A two-bin system places the order point quantity in one bin and all excess inventory in a second bin, or other container or storage area. The second bin is drawn from until empty. When the first bin needs to be used, an order for resupply is placed. This system is easy to use and administer. Staff will need training to know to place the order when the second bin or other marker is accessed. Kanban systems. Kanban-S are visual signals of when and how much to reorder. So in this way, they are similar to two-bin systems. A Kanban could be many things, such as a card, a light, empty floor space, or an empty container. It could also be an electronic notification from a perpetual inventory system in actual practice. ERP systems may favor digital notifications to align Kanban with their perpetual inventory system and to reduce reliance on manual checks. Real-time updates to perpetual inventory systems are important for just-in-time replenishment. A Kanban is a demand signal to an upstream work center to supply manufactured or purchase parts. It is the equivalent of a work order. Each Kanban is for an identical quantity. The upstream work center does not start work until it receives a signal. In this way, Kanban signals control the movement of raw materials and semi-finished products through subsequent work centers. Lean uses Kanban systems to provide a visual demand pull signal to trigger the order point. Kanban is therefore an order point system, but in lean production, it is applied to dependent demand rather than independent demand. In traditional manufacturing planning and control, order point systems rarely work well for dependent demand due to the sporadic demand for many components that can result in spikes in little used inventory or production halting stockouts of needed components. These can occur when a reorder point is almost but not quite triggered or is triggered but not by much. Lean finds ways to make an order point system work for dependent demand by using a goal of Lean one-piece flow. Lean one-piece flow can dramatically reduce the economic order quantity, ideally to a lot size approaching one unit, by sharply reducing the ordering cost per order, such as by reducing setup times, purchasing and transportation costs, purchasing lead times, and the cost of processing orders. Exhibit 6-24 shows how this allows a much lower average inventory to be carried. But since each reorder point represents a potential place for a stockout, it also creates more stockout exposure risk that needs to be managed. Exhibit 6-24. Lean reduces order quantity but creates more exposures to stockouts. Kanban quantity changes. When a Kanban signals that demand exists for a particular item, this triggers production or authorizes withdrawal of an item. A Kanban quantity refers to the number of Kanban-S that a given work center maintains for a given item. Any amount greater than 0 units on hand operates similarly to safety stock or a buffer for the upstream location. In general, items that are regularly in demand will have a buffer and items that are rarely in demand will have little or no buffer. Just as fine-tuning of RP parameters needs to be reserved for when the system itself is stable, Kanban quantity changes are a fine-tuning step, not a step to fix a flawed lean system. Kanban systems are not good at being responsive to a great deal of demand variability. Manufacturing needs to sort out these issues prior to the Kanban stage.